Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, May 7th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, AOL's profit falls and Nintendo's talking turnaround. Those stories and more coming up.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
AOL says first quarter profit fell 64%, missing expectations. This after the company posted some restructuring charges and write-downs. Revenue did grow by more than anticipated. Advertising revenue was up 16%. Nintendo expects new video games for its Wii U console to help the company turn around in the current fiscal year. Nintendo projects its first profit in 4 years. The Chinese internet company Alibaba has filed the paperwork to sell its shares in the U.S. The initial public offering would value Alibaba at more than $100 billion. The IPO could potentially turn into one of the biggest in U.S. history, depending on investor demand. Microsoft will see more competition over the summer as another wave of laptop computers running on Google's Chrome operating system hit the market. Intel has joined Google in promoting a bigger role for so-called Chromebooks. Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Lenovo, Toshiba, Acer, and LG all showed off new Chrome-based devices at an industry event. Comcast's NBC Universal has extended its deal to broadcast the Olympics through 2032, paying $7.75 billion for an extra 12 years of U.S. broadcast rights. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fare today.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Back and forth day on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq down 13 points, off lows for the day, closing at 4067. The other major indexes were higher. The Dow had a 117-point gain at 16,518. The S&P was up 10. Groupon shares fell almost 21% after the company said its first quarter loss widened amid acquisition-related expenses and other costs. Shares of Yahoo were down 6.5% after Chinese internet heavyweight Alibaba Group filed plans to list shares in the U.S. Yahoo has a 24% stake in Alibaba. BGC Partners analyst Colin Gillis cited the Chinese internet giant's initial valuation in its IPO papers. Alibaba valued itself at $109 billion as of April. That's below initial valuation estimates of $150 to $200 billion. Shares of AOL were down about 20% today. Activision Blizzard up almost 9% after reporting adjusted first quarter profit that beat analysts' expectations. Electronic Arts shares were up 21% after EA said better than expected sales of new video game consoles have helped to increase sales at a more rapid pace than it expected. Again, the Nasdaq down 13. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.